Hi there, it's News Talk's Andrea Gilligan here.
We talk a lot about health, but your gut is where it all begins. A balanced gut can improve everything from your digestion and energy to your immune system and even your mood. That's why Simproof, Ireland's number one for gut health, is such a game changer. And right now, for Black Friday, you can get 25% off their live and active bacteria supplement. Each daily shot is packed with billions of friendly bacteria that actually reach your gut alive and start working to restore balance where it matters most. No capsules, no powders, just a refreshing, water-based drink in four great flavours. Take it first thing each morning, 10 minutes before food or drink, and start feeling the difference. A healthy gut supports your whole body, so don't miss 25% off Simproof's 12 and 4-week programmes now at simproof.ie. Now, enjoy the podcast.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, advertisements have recently appeared on the New York subway offering would-be parents the chance to genetically optimise their future babies. So what would this genetic modification involve and would it be ethical to do so? Well, to chat more on this, I'm joined by Professor of Medical Genetics at UCD School of Medicine and Medical Science and Consultant Clinical Geneticist Andrew Green. You're very welcome to the programme, Professor. We'll come to the ethics about this in a moment. But what about the science? What genetic testing are they promised to do here, and what modifications, I suppose, could they potentially be targeting?
So, yeah, thanks for having me on the programme. So just to step back slightly, this relates to in vitro fertilisation, IVF, which has been around for nearly 50 years as a way of helping couples have children when they've had difficulty having themselves. And that involves generating embryos produced from a woman's eggs and fertilised by her husband's sperm in the lab and then placed back in her womb. And that's been around for ages. An additional step that has been done more recently for specific genetic conditions is to do a specific genetic test on that embryo, taking one or two cells from the embryo and testing it for a known genetic condition that's present in the family, which is such things like cystic fibrosis or Duchenne muscular dystrophy. And that is an additional step for those where there is a significant condition in the family already known. And again, that's been around for about 20 years. This group of, it's not just one company, but about five or six companies in the US are now offering essentially to do sequencing of all of the DNA of that embryo and look for what they call polygenic risk scores, ways of assessing risks of developing various conditions such as autism, but also looking at predicting a person's height or weight or eye color or even intelligence. That's what they're promising. And unfortunately, the science is very poor in that, and the predictions are not accurate. The American Colleges of Medical Genetics said that this is not fit for use clinically, and so have the European equivalents. So the science behind this is very poor, and it does involve couples going through IVF to actually get to the stage of testing. So these companies are promising something that isn't really deliverable. It's hype rather than reality.
Yeah, and despite all of that, it will cost $9,000 to sign up to this service, and they've had a 1,700% increase in sales since these adverts went up on the New York subway. So it appears that there is a demand for this.
Again, it's hard to know because it's not just even the cost. That's the cost of the test they're offering. There's another huge cost of actually having
the IVF itself, yes,
as well, indeed, on top of that. So that's a significant cost as well. And the other difficulty is that from very few couples have an awful lot of embryos to choose from when they're actually going through IVF, and each embryo is precious. So trying to make decisions on the basis of genetic tests that are not of good quality in terms of predicting likelihood of developing conditions is not a good idea. For instance, if you look at autism, probably less than 10%, maybe 10 to 15% of autism, do you actually have a defined genetic explanation for a person's autism? The remainder, there is no clear genetic explanation. So there is no test you can offer them. And yet this company is offering this these tests as if it's going to be able to give couples a clear answer where it isn't.
As so you say, the science of this is questionable, to say the least. What about the ethics of it?
So, again, the previous testing offering specific, offering testing for couples who already maybe have a child with a serious disability and they're looking to avoid having another affected child is something that there's been very little concern about, certainly these days, in terms of the ethics. This is different. This is what you might call human enhancement, aiming for height or IQ, even although, in fact, there's very little evidence that you can do any genetic testing to clarify IQ.
Yeah, and it's that aspect I think people are perhaps more uncomfortable
indeed,
with.
Indeed. And this parks back to a thing called eugenics, which is human enhancement based on using genetics to do so, and history and the way that people were using eugenics to say that our race is better than your race, and or my people are better than your people. That's very uncomfortable, and it's something that a lot of people would have significant reservations about.
Now, have the you people seen the who were technology. Sorry to cut across you there, but you say, look, the technology is limited; it's not accurate. But I suppose what people will be wondering is, what is the end point here? We know the advancements that are being made in technology and science. Are we going to get to the point in my lifetime and yours in this generation where people will be able to accurately predict a child's height, their eye colour, their IQ?
No. I think that's highly unlikely. For instance, height can be related to all sorts of things like nutrition. It's not necessarily all down to genes. Similarly, your weight is certainly not down to your genes alone. There's many other factors that can contribute to how much your weight might be. So those kind of factors are not going to be something that are going to be easily predicted. The other step that I would also raise concerns about is the company is saying not only they're suggesting they might be able to identify a genetic change that might predispose to it, and I doubt they can do that, they're also suggesting that one can actually do gene editing on the embryo to correct, if you want to call it that, any genetic problems they might have identified. Gene editing of human embryos has actually been outlawed in many countries, including the US in the days of George Bush, as being something that's not acceptable. And so therefore they're actually not only offering something that a test that might be finding something, but also the correction is something that's actually illegal in the country they're offering. So I find that very difficult.
Okay.
And probably that's probably why they're putting it up on posters on lampposts around New York rather than formally advertising, because they would be obviously criticised rightly for doing that.
Professor Andrew Green, thank you for giving us that insight and your expertise.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hi there, it's Mario Rosenstock. You know your man off Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Have you checked out my podcast yet? Podcast? Is it any good? Well, I think so, Roy. Every episode kicks off with a brand new and exclusive comedy sketch.
Huh?
Followed by a great chat with a great guest. I like to call them interviews with a twist. The chats can go anywhere and often do. Check out and follow the Mario Rosenstock podcast on Go Loud and get stuck in.
With On Ice, Ireland's premium ice skating experience, where winter memories are made. Visit onice.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.